Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. I am Bo Johnson. I am with you for the next 58 minutes, 404-726-0929. I have one question for you. Did you survive? Welcome to week 17? 16? Week 17 of the NFL season. Super Bowl weekend. For most leagues, unless you have, like I said in the past, a league with one of those psychopath commissioners that likes having to eat like a two-week playoff, or God forbid you have a Super Bowl that only counts week 18 stats. There's no leagues like that out there, though, are there? So did you make it? 404-726-0929. That is the number to the text line. Noel White holding down the phone line on the other side of the glass over there. Give us a shout if you need to. Look, give me some start sit questions, but I'm not gonna like manage your entire lineup. You know, don't send me like a screenshot and be like, hey, what would you do here? You know, ask me a question, one or two guys. I have like six teams in Super Bowls. I got six teams in Super Bowls to manage. And I'll answer as many as I can throughout the weekend. Pretty cool situation this weekend. As we're on here until 8 o'clock. When the college football game time guys take over. But I am back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 12:30 because of the Falcons getting flexed to Sunday night football. I'm back with you tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. leading you right up into 99 The Game's coverage of the NFL. Which we will have, if it looks like Carolina at Tampa Bay, these are games that these teams are going to be. Lots of games with stuff on the line, which is very good for fantasy football. Saw a couple teams, or maybe one or two teams, that have already clinched their spots on Wednesday, but that does those games do count, and we're going to get to those. So what we're going to do today, with a full show tomorrow, leading you right up into NFL coverage right here on 99 The Game, we're actually going to be on the air when teams have to turn in their injury reports for the 1 o'clock games. So we'll actually have a live injury report tomorrow. I'm going to focus more today on the three games that we have today, but I'm also going to talk, we're going to talk about for a minute here, the three games that have already happened. I want to know where you are, because we've had just as much fantasy greatness as we have just, oh my goodness gracious. You've been put in some holes by some pretty important players coming down the stretch. But not, let me get ahead of my skis here. We're only on once a week. I want to know if you survived Josh Allen last weekend putting up a big goose egg in the semis. How about Travis Kelce last weekend putting up a big goose egg? How about Brian Robinson? Did you survive those guys? Special shout-out real quick to a couple other semifinal matchup delights. Debo Samuel, appreciate you coming through in everybody's toilet bowl matchup with a good game in the semis. Also, Jonathan Taylor. I had Jonathan Taylor on the bench It was in the 929 Fantasies League, if I'm not mistaken, and I have a loaded lineup. I had Jonathan Taylor on the bench with his three touchdowns and 200-whatever yards and fancy touchdown celebration where he does not drop the ball. But he has not, you know, the last month or so, he had not been performing, and I did have better options. I did make it. Speaking of the 929 Fantasy Football League, I'm facing off against Mo from Columbus in the Super Bowl. So that's pretty cool. We got me and we got a listener. I'm currently projected to win, but projections, shemections. Mo's currently up by like 35 points. He had Derrick Henry and Travis Kelce. He also had Rashad Bateman, who then I had Nico at 9 points. We're going to get there. Good luck the rest of the way, Mo. But let me not bury the lead here. You know, here in the city of Atlanta, we had some pretty big news last weekend. Now that has come to fruition and happened. I'm talking about Michael Penix Jr. being named the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. So what's kind of cool about that is that this directly impacts fantasy football. And we were answering questions about this last weekend. What would you do? So what did you do? How do you think Michael Penix Jr. did in his first NFL start? This is a game where the Falcons just curb stomp the New York Giants. Defense had two pick sixes. Michael Penix Jr. didn't have to do a whole lot. They didn't need him to. Now, he did protect the football, 18 for 27. Kyle Pitts throws an interception for Michael Penix Jr. 18 for 27, 200 and something yards, just over 200 yards, no touchdowns, did have the pick. I'm assuming you did not start him in fantasy football in the semifinals, and if you did, it was only in a two-quarterback situation. He gets you 7 points. But look, like I said last week, we weren't expecting a whole lot. As for the other four, you know, of the top five draft picks this season that have started football games, two of them did well in their first game, two of them did not. But when you have Bijan Robinson carrying the ball 22 times for 94 yards, two touchdowns, and scoring 24 points last weekend, which is exactly what we needed him to do, which is exactly what we predicted was going to happen, you don't have to do a lot if you're Michael Penix Jr. Ease him into the game. Now, as far as Drake, told you Drake was a must-start every week, and he still is. He didn't come through with a score. If he does, his stat line's a little bit differently. 5 for 59 doesn't kill you, gets you 11 points. Darnell Mooney was one of the biggest questions last weekend. One of the spots that I was in was Jameson Williams over Darnell Mooney, which I did do, and that did work out. I did have to start Darnell Mooney in one league. Look, 5 for 82, 13 points. I am pleased with that if I'm a Darnell Mooney owner in fantasy football, because that gives me great not hope, but I'm going to use hope for this weekend. As we move forward, and we're going to get a little bit more into it tomorrow because we're going to have more time. And this game is being played tomorrow. What do you do with these guys versus the Washington Commanders? All right. The Washington Commanders last weekend won a football game 36 to 33, I think it was. The score may be off by a point or two, but it was in the 30s and it was a shootout, is the main thing. Came down to a late touchdown by Jaden Daniels, if I'm not mistaken, as like time expired. And why is this a big deal? Well, because Kenny Pickett was the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles last week, and after Jalen Hurts goes out after like the 11th play in the first quarter, something like that. So the Commanders' defense behind Kenny Pickett, mostly Saquon Barkley, who had like 150 yards, mostly Saquon, but Kenny Pickett was the quarterback, got into a shootout with the Philadelphia Eagles last weekend. And it took Jaden Daniels throwing 5 touchdowns. From a fantasy football perspective, you have to hope this happens versus the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons Commanders, Sunday Night Football. I think it's going to be an exciting game. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. I don't know that the Falcons defense is going to allow, or the Commanders defense is going to allow Michael Penix. I mean, Kenny Pickett only put up like 150 yards in that game. It was mostly Saquon. But the Falcons have their own Saquon. Let's not get this twisted. Bijan Robinson, maybe behind Saquon and Derrick Henry, is probably the third best running back in the NFL. Would you not argue that? Now, he's a little bit more, he's a little bit better in the passing game than Derrick Henry is. Now, I'm not just saying that Bijan's better than Derrick Henry. Pardon me, but he is knocking on that door. Look, I got no issues right now on whatever today is, January 28th, December 28th, 2024, saying that Bijan Robinson can and might just be the consensus 101 next season. Number one overall. Now, Saquon, a healthy Saquon, might have something to say about that, but look at what happens to the number one finishers in fantasy football, which Saquon Barkley probably will be, number one overall point scorer in the following season. Last year, Christian McCaffrey. Year before that, Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson. Neither one of those guys had a successful following season. So there you have it. So as far as this Commanders game, I'm not saying I'm starting Michael Penix Jr. versus the Washington Commanders in fantasy football. If you have him in a super flex where you can start two quarterbacks, fine. And he may throw for three or four touchdowns. We don't know, but it's the Super Bowl. Okay. And for some reason, Siri thinks I'm talking to her and brought me up some stats for some football games, which is cool, I guess. I'm not saying I'm starting Michael Penix Jr. in a one-quarterback game. All right, no. Big Brother's always listening, people. But as far as Drake London goes, yep, leave him in there. As far as Darnell Mooney goes in a flex, maybe a back-end wide receiver two is kind of where he'll end up. Probably finish the week, we assume. I think worst-case scenario, I think the floor for Darnell Mooney is probably like, you know, wide receiver 20, which would make him a back-end wide receiver two or a flex play. So, sure, stick him in there. Of course, you're starting Bijan. Please, Washington Commanders, for the benefit of my fantasy football season, allow Bijan Robinson to go 25 for 150 and a couple scores like you did with Saquon Barkley last weekend. And if Bijan's running the ball well, it might end up as for a good game. It might end up as a good game for Michael Penix Jr. and his pass catchers as well. Because you have to look, the Falcons' defense has been playing much better in the last four games, last month or so. Three sacks a game, five and a couple. But that is exactly what makes Jaden Daniels so dangerous. You get Jaden Daniels out of the pocket. I'm just saying, I think this game has shootout potential. That means 14-10 incoming. But shootout potential, you have to love the potential this game has for putting up points in fantasy football. If you're a Falcons fan out there and you're wanting a blowout, sorry, I do not want that. If they win, sure, okay, whatever, fine. I'm a fantasy football analyst. This is what we want for fantasy football. We want points. Bring on the points. Did have one question thus far, Boy M. Wooten 07 on IG. Tony Pollard or Jerome Ford versus Miami. If Tony Pollard plays, that means he's probably still going to be splitting carries with Tajay Spears. Look, as far as the Cleveland Browns go, no David Njoku, no Cedric Tillman. They got Dorian Thompson-Robinson starting at quarterback. I'm starting Jerome Ford in that situation. The better matchup is Tony Pollard. But the Cleveland Browns got nobody else to hand the ball to. Jerome Ford with a great weekend, great game last week. He also asked me, Jaden Daniels versus the Falcons or Joe Burrow versus Denver. Flip a coin here. Go with your gut. Both great matchup. The better matchup is actually Jaden Daniels. I'd go with him. He's the runner. And nothing against what Joey B's, who should be in the MVP conversation, has done this season. And if you want to start Joey B, you're asking me a question. Which one of these top five quarterbacks do I start this week? Take your pick. I would go Jaden Daniels. That's just me. If your gut tells you to go Burrow, whatever. All right. So there's my spiel on Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons leading into Sunday Night Football. Like I said, we're going to break this back down. We're going to get more into it tomorrow morning as we're back on at 10 o'clock. Up next, though, we have three games already in the books. Thus far in Week 17, the Super Bowl weekend. Three games already in the books. Lots of heartbreak, but lots of greatness, too. And then we're going to preview the three games that we have on the docket for today. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Back in 5 minutes, also on the Odyssey app.
Back to One Dude with a Fantasy.
My Fantasy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This goes out to all my babies, mamas, babies, mamas. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy. So sorry, Miss Jackson. I'm not sorry, Miss Jackson. Your son is a freaking superstar. Shout out Lamar Jackson's mama. We ain't sorry about that. Goodness gracious. There is only one MVP in the NFL this season, people. It's Lamar freaking Jackson. He's having a better season than Josh Allen. I don't care. Look at this freaking, look on the papers. Every stat line, better. More total yardage, more total touchdowns. Is it the record? Because they're still chasing playoff greatness. I think they're going to win the AFC North. I was asked yesterday by Mr. John Frakey, who will be following us here with College Football Games Now, if I'm not mistaken, if I was going to start an NFL franchise today, who would I want as my quarterback? I said Jaden Daniels. My reason being, there was only two guys in this choice for me, and it was Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Lamar's about 4 years older than Jaden Daniels is. He's around 27-ish. Which is the same age Josh Allen is. Look, give me the young superstar. Maybe more than that. Maybe 4 or 5 years older. Anyways, give me the young guy that emulates that. When I look at him, he has Lamar Jackson 2.0 written all over him. Give me that guy. Yeah, what a fun player Lamar Jackson is, Mr. MVP 3-time. We're gonna get to that game next as well. There were some like half stinkers on Christmas Day. 404-726-0929. That's a text line. Give me a shout. You got any start sit questions? Here's one. Burrow or Baker? Definitely going to be Burrow there. I love what Baker's doing, but Joe Burrow should be in the MVP conversation. Mooney or J.K. Dobbins? This is a great question because J.K. Dobbins plays today. All right, and I have all of this written down for when we get into this game preview, which is it's the very first game of the day. Chargers-Bengals, right? I think so. I know it's the Chargers. So anyways, J.K. Dobbins has been activated off of the IR. Gus Edwards was placed – no, it's Chargers-Patriots. Patriots don't have any injured guys, nor do they have any guys you want to start in fantasy football. We'll get there. J.K. Dobbins has been activated off IR. Gus Edwards has been placed on IR. The Chargers need J.K. Dobbins. I typically, in a flex, in a PPR, will go with the wide receiver just because he's probably going to have more receptions than the running back. And it's easier for wide receivers to accumulate yards than it is running backs. Now, I do believe the Chargers are going to need and want J.K. Dobbins to run the ball a lot today. If I am you from the 770, I might try to get both these guys in my lineup. But if I have to pick one of the two, Mooney or J.K. Dobbins, give me Mooney. Look, the work was there last week. What did I say? He had 5 receptions for 82 yards. If Darnell Mooney finds the end zone, you're looking at a 20-plus fantasy game, fantasy day. Just the point total from the reception and the touchdown is 7 points. That's 20 points. If it's a 30-yard touchdown reception, that's 10 more points. That brings it up to 23 points. J.K. Dobbins can and might. Now, Kamani Vidal is still there. If, you know, I don't think that Kamani Vidal is going to be a starter, but look, I love if you have Kamani Vidal moving forward on your dynasty team, but I don't think he's going to be a factor unless they get down to the goal line. You may see Kamani Vidal get a goal line touchdown over J.K. Dobbins, a vulture, if you will. Yeah, give me Mooney in that situation. I think the Falcons' offense is going to have to put up a lot of points versus the Commanders. I think we got shootout potential. I think you got to be a big Bijan Robinson day, but in a week where they didn't need to last week, they threw for 200 yards. You know, Penix is going to have more shots downfield. He's going to throw the ball a little bit more. All right, so hit me up, 404-726-0929. Thanksgiving Day. Did y'all see the numbers for these games? This is the reason why we're headed this to this more games being streamed on like Netflix, Amazon. These are worldwide numbers here. Netflix is a worldwide phenomenon. It's a worldwide, like it's an app Look, you could probably download the Fox 5 app if you live in Europe and watch the Falcons. I don't know that to be true, though. You know what I can do if I live in Europe or Asia or Australia? I can download freaking Netflix, and I can push the play button just like I can do with Amazon Prime. This is why we're headed this direction. This is why the WWE is headed to Netflix on January 6th. Worldwide audience. So while it might be a little unfair, sorry, LeBron, you done lost Christmas, homie. The numbers tell you. Look, Noel, correct me if I'm wrong. The highest rated NBA game on Christmas Day was Lakers-Warriors at 7 million viewers. Is that right? Is that accurate? I think that's accurate.
Yeah, and that's when Netflix was done.
Yeah. Netflix had 25 million viewers each game, right?
Each game. Because I know at my house, we just put it on Netflix and was done with it.
Yeah,
there was so much running
the whole day.
Coming in, and the slushy machine was going with beverages, and we just put it on Netflix and left it there. NBA was on downstairs in the basement. Only three people went down there, and that's only because they're from Boston.
Yeah,
so they wanted to see what
did Boston you have it on Netflix? Because even after they were smart. After the second Netflix game, they aired the episode one of the documentary of Chiefsaholic.
That is smart.
I had that still on there. I'm like, oh, look at this freaking guy, armed robbery. Nobody even knows who Chiefsaholic was. He was a super fan for the freaking Chiefs.
Yeah.
He was at all these tailgates taking all these pictures. Nobody even knew the dude's first name. Didn't know one thing about him. Only thing they knew is that he was just always there. And all of a sudden, he disappears because he got caught robbing banks. He would always show up at road games. What they're thinking is that on the way to road games, he was robbing banks to afford all these freaking trips. But he got caught one day, and then all of a sudden he's gone off social media. He's gone off the internet. Nobody knows where he is. People start looking for the guy. It's nuts. Anyways,
we're gonna have our own story like that in Atlanta. So
this is why you can take all three NBA games and total them out, and even the crappy 31-2 game. Oh wait, there was only two on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
yeah. Total them out, and that game still got more viewers. But you wait. LeBron, they're going to put the NBA on Amazon on Christmas Day, and then you're going to be able to talk. Because right now you're up against a global – these are global numbers.
Yeah, to your point, moving that to Amazon would make it more even than network versus
– 100%.
The network versus streaming.
Yeah.
But
now, I tell you,
that Christmas falls on Thursday next year.
Yeah, so we'll have – good luck on – I mean, it's going to be like three games, and then you're going to finish off on Amazon. It's going to be two on Netflix and one on Amazon on Thursday night.
Yep.
And the NBA is going to be – you know where the NBA is going to get a little bit ahead, or where they having the TNT games on Max, which is more of a worldwide brand. Mm-hmm. Max, you know, TNT's local. It is a national station. But if people don't have cable, you don't have TNT. I don't have TNT. I have Fubo, so I watch it on Max. You know, that's why we're headed there, folks. You know, you're going to have to just get over it. You're going to have mom and dad going to have to download Netflix. I talked to my mom a couple times Christmas Day. She's 83. She doesn't have Netflix. She wanted to watch the NFL, couldn't do it.
Yeah, I've been kind of spoon feeding this change to my mom, so she's more equipped for it. Still don't like it, but
my mom told me next time I'm in town, she wants me to help her cut the cord. She's paying $400 a month because the cable company over there is still charging her per cable box, has one in every room.
Mm-hmm.
They have a decent-sized house. It's like five bedrooms. Mm-hmm. So she's paying for like $20-some dollars a month for every individual box. Yep. I can't believe these cable companies are still doing this.
Yeah, it's insanity.
She's like, help me cut the cord. I'm like, well, first I'm going to have to help you go buy a bunch of smart TVs because we're going to have to upgrade all the TVs first.
Yeah,
but you can probably upgrade all five to smart TVs for less than $400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? These are the times. These are the times, people.
Netflix going out and spending the money to get these two games and the amazing panel they had.
Oh, it was great.
And Beyonce on top of it. No, this is not a one-off, people.
No.
This is,
it's going to get bigger.
This is a thing.
Shout out to Mina Kimes.
Yes.
Love Mina Kimes.
Absolutely love
Mina Kimes was on Netflix as the color analyst.
Yes.
A female. She wasn't the point person on the pregame.
Right.
You know, Mina Kimes was a color analyst right next to Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
On the Netflix freaking football, and she kills it.
And is great at it. She's great. She's just great at what she does.
I enjoyed it. Plus, Netflix didn't crash. So kudos to them.
Shout out to Netflix.
Great job, Netflix.
Shout out to Netflix. They came through for
us. Yeah, 100%. January 6th, Monday Night Raw on Netflix is going to be freaking
awesome. Be so awesome.
Can't wait.
Ugh.
Can't freaking wait. Anyways, so yeah, Christmas Day. Sorry, got a little mini rant there. But it's all good. Look, we got two and a half hours tomorrow. We're going to get all back to all this. So, Chiefs Steelers, thank you, Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, for showing up in our fantasy football playoffs. Should you have made it? Had you made it? I have one league. I have one team that I have Travis Kelce on, and I am playing for a third-place trophy. So, thanks you very much, Travis Kelce. Where were you last weekend? But, yeah, Pat Mahomes gets you 26 points. Kelce gets you 22. Xavier Worthy last month has been what people wanted him to be as a rookie this in the beginning of the season. I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill. I'm not saying he's going to get to those numbers, but Xavier Worthy, 8 for 79 and a touchdown, 23 points. In the last month of the season, he has came on, and he has been targeted more in this offense. Now, the Chiefs have gotten Hollywood Brown back. They still got Nuke Hopkins. You know, thankfully, you don't have to worry about that unless you got a Week 18 Part 2 of a Super Bowl. But if you start Xavier Worthy, that was a huge dice roll, and he paid off for you. 23 points. It's going to be a lot of fun to see where Xavier Worthy ends up next year as far as the dynasty conversation, as far as the redraft conversation. Where's Xavier Worthy going to be drafted? I'm thinking he might be one of those late second-round wide receivers, is Xavier Worthy, and he's going to be knocking on the door. Now, you're going to have Rashee Rice back there too, but it should be Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy for the Chiefs and not really anything else. As far as the Steelers' side of the ball, you know, thanks, guys. I don't think anybody was starting Russell Wilson. He didn't kill you. He got you 18 points. You know, Najee Harris, I did have going in one league. But, look, this is a tough – I did bench him in one league for somebody that paid off. Najee Harris gets you 10 points. Jaylen Warren is going to be the guy moving forward for the Steelers, at least in next week. And I don't know, Najee Harris is going to be a free agent after this season. I think some teams are going to look at this Saquon Barkley situation, this Derrick Henry situation, and be like, maybe we should pay and I think Najee Harris is in a great spot to get a nice little contract this offseason. I would love to see who. Does Najee Harris go to Dallas, possibly? Going to be fun for you dynasty owners. Speaking of Jaylen Warren, 11 for 71, 16 points. Pat Freiermuth, you know, bucket performance, 11 points. George Pickens disappoints a little bit, 3 receptions for 50 yards, get you 8 points. Really needed you there, George. Chiefs beat the Steelers 27-10. Then in the Beyonce game, game number 2 on Netflix. Sorry, Miss Jackson, but Lamar just freaking went off in this one. Look, if I were to tell you going into this game with Lamar Jackson as your starting quarterback in the Super Bowl, Lamar was only going to throw the ball 15 times and run the ball 4 times, you'd probably be like, darn it, I'm losing the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson, 10 for 15 for 168 and 2 touchdowns. 4 rushes for 87 yards. Lamar, highest point score thus far in Week 17 at 29 points. You love to see it. A few Lamar Jackson owners out there, that did pay off. King Henry does his thing too. 27 carries for 147 yards and a score, 25 points. I actually had a situation in a league where I have both Mark Andrews and Brock Bowers that I started Mark Andrews because Tank Dell was out. Thank you, Mark Andrews. 2 receptions, but he did haul in one of them for a touchdown. 2 receptions, 68 yards, get you 15 points. Isaiah Likely, you probably weren't starting Isaiah Likely, but that's going to be another one moving forward. What do we do with Mark Andrews next year? Isaiah Likely on the come up. Mark Andrews has definitely lost a hold of the number one spot. It's probably 1A, 1B with him and Likely. But he wasn't very dependable in fantasy football this season, which is a change from Mark Andrews of the past. Look, he's getting older. Zay Flowers, very unfortunate day, gets you 5 points. All in all, decent day by the Baltimore Ravens. Unlike the Houston Texans, the hell happened there? 2 points. I think I'd rather have my team get shut out than win a game, then finish a game with 2 points. Now, to get the 2 points, you got to stop King Henry in the end zone. You got to tag. It's a tackle for loss. You got 2 points for it. C.J. Stroud, 17 for 31, 6 points. Joe Mixon, huge downer in the Super Bowl for Joe Mixon. I had Joe Mixon in a start, trying to catch up right now. 9 rushes for 26 points, get you 6 points. Nico Collins, 359, get you 9 points. John Metchie, of all people, leads the pass catchers for the Houston Texans with 10 points, 5 for 48. You know, whatever. At least you showed up to the game, unlike both the teams that played on Thursday night. Seahawks and Rams. not much to see here. You know, whatever. Geno, 8 points. Zach Charbonnet, 11 points. A lot of these guys disappointed. If you were relying on any of these guys from the Seahawks-Rams game on Thursday outside of the kickers, who still didn't even perform well, you might be playing a lot of catch-up. That catch-up's going to start today. We have three NFL football games on the docket for today. We're going to go over the injury report for those games, as well as some start six, sit action. We're going to preview those three games on the other side of this break. Give me 5 minutes. We'll be back. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There we go. A Song of Fire and Ice. Not your conventional Fire and Ice today, as we're back tomorrow. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to break down every game. Go through every game. Good matchups, bad matchups. Who I would have for fire picks. Who I want you to not get cued on. I have a... I've been talking back and forth this week with my guy, Jeff Johnson. And he, if I'm not mistaken, is in a situation where, no, maybe it's not him. I'm going back and forth with a listener who's just trying to bench Garrett Wilson this week. The only option he's come up with thus far is Alexander Mattison. I'm like, no, stop. This is after I already told him to play Garrett Wilson over somebody else. But I get it, and it's a non-PPR league. I get it. So you get more off of yardage, but the Raiders have two running backs, and Alexander Madison's not really the guy. It's Ahmyr Abdullah. Yeah, the resurgence of Ahmyr Abdullah is what we're talking about in 2024 on January 28th, 7th, 8th. Stay with the guy who brought you to the dance. I stole that phrase from fantasy icon Matthew Berry, and I think that's how it goes. You know, you don't get to the dance and go run off and find somebody else, find another guy or gal that you didn't bring get there with, because you know what you're going to be doing. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be stuck with no ride. Stay with the guy that brought you to the dance. Garrett Wilson helped get you to the fantasy Super Bowl. Don't get cute. So we're going to bring you our don't get cute guys for these games. Don't get cute. Play Garrett Wilson. Unless you just have an option, just, you know, really better. But no, come on. And that's just an example. I wish you could find that mess. Maybe it's on IG. I hate to have a caller communicate with me several times, and I don't shout them out. I'll find it. It's on here somewhere. Oh, you know what? Let's see. I don't know. I can't find it. It's there. It's in the ether. It's there somewhere. So anyways, 404-726-0929. Pardon me. From the text line. What's up, Bo? I got to read Rusty's question because Rusty is a faithful listener. What's up, Rusty? Shout out. Listens all the time, does not play fantasy football, and that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside because that means that I'm slightly entertaining as well as informative. And this is a great one. Hawk or Animal, the Road Warriors, or Axe and Smash, Demolition. All right, for those of you that aren't super familiar with professional wrestling, these are the same guys. If I'm not mistaken, they were Road Warriors first in WWE. Then when they went over to WCW, they switched over to Demolition. So I'm going with the Road Warriors, Axe and Smash, because they're younger. That's who I'm going to start on my defense. I want them both at defensive end, too. Or maybe I want them both as linebackers, and I'm just going to, you know, send six every freaking down, and both these guys are just going to eat quarterbacks for lunch. That's what I would do. Thanks for the message, Rusty, and thanks for listening. Shout me out. You got about 10 minutes. 404-726-0929. As for this first game on the NFL docket this afternoon, 1 o'clock, Chargers at the Patriots. Biggest question coming out of this game is the health of their running back room for the Los Angeles Chargers. All right, here's what we know so far. J.K. Dobbins has been activated from IR. Gus Edwards was placed on IR on like Wednesday with an ankle injury. So Gus Edwards does not get to be your savior for the Super Bowl this week. Now, J.K. Dobbins very well might be. This is a very good matchup for J.K. Dobbins. Should he play? It has not been. We assume he's going to play. If he does not play, that would be the only situation that I can find myself starting Kamani Vidal, but I do want Kamani Vidal. I do want Kamani Vidal on Dynasty. That's going to be a lot of the conversation moving forward also. If Gus Edwards plays, and we'll find this out at 11:30, games at 1 o'clock. So the best situation you can be in. If he plays, you got plenty of time to just make a pivot because he's been on the IR for the last month. So if that injury designation is lifted off of J.K. Dobbins, I'm playing him. I do have a league where I am playing him in. And let me get you the option that I have. Sorry, let me go to this league here where I have J.K. This is important. I've got J.K. Dobbins starting over Ramondre Stevenson, who is in the same game, but not as good of a matchup. It has not been great for opposing running backs versus the Los Angeles Chargers defense. They've got like a top 10 defense as far as total yards per game given up to running backs. Just a better matchup. Patriots aren't good. All right? So whatever Chargers running back goes, I mean, if it's J.K. Dobbins, you're going to start him. If it's Kamani Vidal, he's still maybe flexible, but you probably have better options. It's also a pretty good matchup for New England Patriots wide receivers. I'm not saying that either of these guys, Kayshon Booty or DeMario Douglas, Pop Douglas, are fire picks. Kayshon Booty had 5 receptions for 95 yards on 7 targets last week. Those were all career highs. All right, he's been in there, but he hasn't been successful. This is the Super Bowl, people. I don't think that we're resorting to starting Kayshon Booty in the Super Bowl. But he probably has a better game than George Pickens, so what do I know? He may. I'm not saying. I mean, George Pickens only scored you 8 points. So does Kayshon Booty score at 9 points today? Probably. And again, fantasy football decisions are based on context. Both these tight ends don't have great matchups. I don't think that Will Disley, Hunter Henry, and these guys got you to the fantasy football Super Bowl. A great play today, though, is the Los Angeles Chargers defense, who they are probably already started in every league, I would imagine, in leagues that play defenses. Patriots haven't been good. It is a decent matchup for Drake May, but because he runs, Chargers aren't necessarily world beaters against running quarterbacks. Game number 2 on the docket this afternoon, following right after Chargers-Patriots, is going to be Broncos at the Bengals. The only person out of this game that shows up with an injury designation that is worth any kind of, worry, T. Higgins. The Cincinnati Bengals are optimistic that T. Higgins is going to play. That's all we know. It's an ankle injury, limited in practice this week. Optimistic that he's going to play. If T. Higgins plays, don't get cute. You play T. Higgins. Also, not to get cute over, look, we had this question earlier. Joe Burrow is in that spot. This is a caller that drafted the LSU quarterback room this year in fantasy football, which a lot of you probably did. Jaden Daniels went very, 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 very late in drafts. If it's today, Burrow or Daniels, 2 top 5 guys, they're probably both going to finish in the top 5. Give me Daniels, but you're not going to get cute in other situations and not start Joe Burrow. Chase Brown, start him. The other Chase, Jamar, start him too. T. Higgins, start him. Cortland Sutton, probably the only guy that I'm not going to get cute with for the Denver Broncos. If you're in a 2 quarterback league and you want to start Bo Nix, fine. Pretty good matchup for him. Here's a good one from Michael. Just got this one on IG. Chig Okonkwo or Zach Ertz? So Zach Ertz plays for the Washington Commanders, and they're playing the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday night. One would think that Zach Ertz should have is in a pretty good situation here. But let me flash back to Week 16, and let's see what Zach Ertz did in that shootout between the Eagles and the Commanders. Because Chig Okonkwo, all of a sudden, I was all over this guy last season. All of a sudden, showing fantasy goodness. So last week, Zach Ertz, one reception for 12 yards in a week where Jaden Daniels goes 24 for 39, 258 yards, and five touchdowns. Give me Chig Okonkwo. Because Tennessee Titans don't have near as many weapons as the Commanders don't have a whole lot of weapons. But it's Terry McLaurin and OZ, Olamideus Zaccheaus. That's an interesting start this week. Do you start OZ versus the Atlanta Falcons? Me personally, I would not. I'm starting Terry McLaurin. I'm not even starting Diami Brown. I'm probably starting Brian Robinson. But that game's tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that game tomorrow, but that was a question I just got. That's going to be Chig Okonkwo for me. All right. As far as Broncos-Bengals goes, don't fall for the Javonte Williams, Jaleel McLaughlin, Audric Estime. Even though Audric Estime scored a touchdown last week, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want anything to do with the Denver Broncos running back room. You probably didn't make it this far in fantasy football if you were relying on the Denver Broncos running back room this season. I'm not starting any of those guys. All right? Don't want anything to do with it. Game number four. This afternoon, a lot of fantasy goodness in this one's too. It's Cardinals-Rams. All right. Not a great matchup for Matt Stafford. If you have two quarterbacks in your quarterback room and Matt Stafford's one of them, this is a conversation. I would love to know who the other one is. I'm probably rolling with Kyler. You got kind of have to at this point. Kyler's legs have made him a pretty good fantasy asset this season. The big question here is James Conner, who once again, most boring running back in fantasy football, just steady Eddie, 16 rushes for 90 yards every week, 16 points from James Conner every week. Right there is a back-end running back one, front-end RB2 every week. He has a knee injury. The Arizona Cardinals say that James Conner is trending in the right direction. All right, now here's the thing. Trey Benson, who we've been waiting on all season, I've been telling you all season, Trey Benson, he's one of the guys you need to own. I know it's boring having him on your bench. He's not doing anything in fantasy football. Well, he's injured now too, and he's got an ankle injury. He's also questionable. All right, so your order of operations for running backs for the Arizona Cardinals in fantasy football. It is a good enough matchup to where you can probably start these guys if you're left with not a better option. The only thing that sucks about this is that it's tonight, it's Saturday, with a full slate of games tomorrow on Sunday. James Conner, trending in the right direction, should play. If James Conner plays, you play him. All right, now it gets a little hairy if James Conner doesn't play. Trey Benson, if he plays but James Conner doesn't, could be a viable flex play. But look, Michael Carter plays for the Arizona Cardinals now. Who knew that? Michael Carter, he used to play for the Jets. They still have a Michael Carter cornerback. The Michael Carter that was the running back now plays for the Arizona Cardinals. He's been in the mix lately. So it's not just going to be Trey Benson's job. Should Trey Benson play? If both James Conner and Trey Benson don't play, now you're in a sticky situation. Can you start Michael Carter? I think you probably can in a flex situation. I hope that you're not in that situation, and give me a shout with who you're trying to make that decision of. And we can talk about it throughout the weekend. You can find me at Jedi Sports Radio on the Twitter machine. Also on IG. DM me there if you need to. CeeDee Lamb, some of the more important situations that we're having to deal with. Anthony Richardson didn't practice yesterday. Anthony Richardson's questionable. His game is on Sunday. The reason why I bring this up right now is because you may have an Anthony Richardson replacement going today, and that's going to be a difficult situation. Hopefully we get more information. All right, of the guys that I can see you maybe having with Anthony Richardson, Matthew Stafford, you may have to be making that decision. I'm staying with Matthew Stafford probably in that situation. Bo Nix plays today. If you've got Bo Nix and Anthony Richardson, I'm probably starting Bo Nix today. Guys, I'd start in the first game. What about Drake May? Yes, I would probably go Drake May. I just don't know. Anthony Richardson didn't practice yesterday. That gives me great concern. It's not like Anthony Richardson's been a world beater this season. He runs a lot, and he's had some good games lately. But anyways, that's it for this morning. College football game time is next. 404-726-09 is the number. 290 is the number. You can hit those guys up. Not sure why I just gave you that again. But anyways, at Jedi Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter all throughout the weekend. Join me tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. We're going to break down every Sunday game tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. right here, Sports Radio, 99 The Game. Noah White, thank you very much for the great work, as always. See you tomorrow morning. Peace.